What is happening, this, that, and those listeners? What's going on, everybody? It's been far, far, far too long. Look, I'm still, like, getting ready to move and had to finish up work this week and everything, so that's why there wasn't an episode on Monday, but it's Tuesday. I'm recording now. My car is getting worked on. I'm going to have to go pick that up later or tomorrow morning. So, still a bit of a clusterfuck, but we're going to get it done. We got a juicy-ass podcast for you today. This is going to be the first, possibly of many. This is going to be the first of the flipping episodes of kind of going to garage sales, thrift stores, see what we can find. And try to help you guys make some money and while making me some money. You feel me? Let's get into it. Yo, welcome back to the podcast. If this is your first time listening, welcome, right? Just welcome. This is a cult. It's a cult lifestyle, like a mindset, where we're just all helping each other out. It's not a bad cult. It's a good cult. That's why I wanted to make a cult is because of the negativity around the world. I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie Clerks 2, but every time that I say that I'm trying to bring the movie or the word cult back, I think of Clerks 2, where the dude was trying to bring back the word porch monkey, the white guy, because he said my grandma used to call me a porch monkey when I would lay all day. I would just sit on the porch and do nothing all day. It's like, my grandma used to call me a porch monkey, so I'm trying to bring it back. And he put duct tape on the back of his work shirt, and it said porch monkey for life. And then anytime anybody would get pissed, he would just be like, oh, no, it's okay, I'm bringing it back. As if it was ever here for white people to say. Anyway, yeah, we're bringing the word cult back. We're going to make cults great again. MC GA Mkaga Mkaga. Right? That's what we're doing. Anyway, this was the first weekend really of me really going out and actively looking for garage sales. Now, I was still a little bit short on time just because of everything that's going on right now. So I was kind of trying to go to as many garage sales as I could instead of really doing my research, which it's dumb on my part. But I guess we could just get into it. Went to, how many? 13 garage sales, okay? So this is between Friday and Saturday. This is Friday morning and Saturday afternoon. The other thing about the Saturday ones is that I went out at about 2:30, and the garage sales were, they usually go to 5 or 6. These ones were all going till 4 o'clock, so I was really short on time. But anyway, garage sale one, this one had promise, but it was very quickly shut down. They had tons of Christmas, which is going to sound like Gary Vee is just taking over my body, but I don't know Christmas enough that I can. Christmas screws me because so many garage sales have Christmas that I need to just learn Christmas shit and figure out what is worth it to buy, because it's always so cheap too, and a lot of the stuff looks really old, and I don't want to be on my phone at a garage sale because it's obvious I'm looking shit up, right? You don't want to do that. I guess what you can do is go take a couple pictures and then say, you know, I'll be back maybe, and then go look it up. You could do that. But yeah, they had tons of Christmas shit. I don't know Christmas enough. And the other thing they had was a enormous presidential pin collection of like Hillary, Trump, Obama, and I mean pretty much everybody else that was running at that time. And the thing that's, they had a, it, like I said, it was an enormous collection. It was a binder filled, two binders filled, but they wanted $1 a piece. And they wouldn't budge, I think, because it was Friday. It was the first day of the garage sale and it was early. I wanted to give them $20 for both binders. I even tried to do $20 for one binder. And I mean, I guess I could have went up to 40 and still maybe made money, but at $40 for a binder of pins, you're going to be sitting on that for a long time, which if you have time, it's cool. And I, when I move and I'm going out to garage sales, I'll be more willing to do something like that, buy something that you're going to have to sit on for a little while it's all selling. But, yeah, I mean, but he wouldn't even budge. He wouldn't budge from $1 a piece. And like I said, I didn't ask him for 40. I said 20 for one. He said, no, can't do it. So that was it. You know, I walked. The other thing that a lot of garage sales will have is overpriced sports cards. Like, to the point where this guy definitely looked up asking prices on eBay, which is going to screw you if you end up going garage sailing. If you see that stuff is all like $10, $15, $20 for a single item, and it's not like a fucking chainsaw, chances are they look this shit up. If you're putting eBay listings on a garage sale, you're a moron right off the bat, because a garage sale is really, I mean, essentially it's to make room to get rid of shit without throwing it away. But if they have eBay prices, you might as well leave, because you're not making money off that. Garage sale 2. This one was, I almost called it quits after this. She was a hoarder, okay? There was like cat shit, dog shit all in her backyard. There's a ton of office supplies, really, that you can't resell. It was like four reams of paper for $10, like, or five. It was like the price that you would get it on sale at a store, if that makes sense. It was just like very odd, like a six pack of tape for $2. It's like, okay, well, what am I going to do with this? And like her clothes and stuff, I went to look through her clothes, but they were all covered in cat hair. There was like cats running around this lady's backyard. It was insane. It really was. There was like cats running around her back. Like, people just don't have any idea about life sometimes. And that was this lady. I was like, what am I getting myself into with this? But then I didn't. Then garage sale 3. This one probably had money to be made, but I didn't buy anything, and I'm going to explain why. It was mostly little girls' stuff, like little girls' clothing and like little girls' toys. And so off the bat, it was a fail, like, essentially, because a 25-year-old bald dude with a beard buying little girls' clothes is weird as fuck. Then the dad had like some video games, but nothing to make really any profit from. Not like the juice has to be worth the squeeze on this. So it was like Madden 2016, NHL 2017, like sports games and like outdated shooter games. And He had them listed for 10. And, like, I guess I could have offered 10 apiece. I could have offered him, I don't know, $5 for all of them, you know, and sold them for 10 or 15 bucks. But then you factor in shipping, you should factor in the Mercari or whatever site it is that you're selling it on. You factor in the shipping fees, the selling fees, the profit that they take. And like I said, like the juice just sometimes is not worth it. If you're going to spend 10 bucks on 5 games, buy the envelope, so that's $2, or $1, we'll say, that's $1. The shipping, okay, so you list it for 15 or 20. If you somehow can manage 20 bucks out of this, you're down $1, so you're in it for, we'll say you bought it for 5. And you're selling it for 15. You bought it for 5. The envelope's $1. The shipping fee, unless you charge them shipping, but I mean, people aren't going to pay for shipping. People aren't going to pay that much overall for old video games, if that makes sense. They're not going to pay $15 plus $5 shipping for old video games. This is not going to happen. So if you pay the shipping and you do it perfect, you might be able to get it out of there for $4. So you're in it for 10. Then I like Mercari. They're going to take a percent, though. They're going to take probably $1.50. So at the end of this, you're making $4, and you're going to have to sit on that for a long time. It's just, unless you have a lot of money that you could buy everything and then resell it and sit on it for a little bit, you kind of got to be picky. The fourth garage sale. I remember this one. This definitely had money to be made at. Okay, it definitely did if I would have stayed around and looked some stuff up. But I just truthfully, like, I don't know enough about, I definitely don't know Christmas, and I don't know stuffed animals. But some of the stuff that, like, some, like, the stuff that they did have that I do know a little bit about was not in, like, the condition that I would be confident in it reselling. But like I said, man, if I knew more about stuff, they had so fucking many. But they were kind of overpriced on them. Usually stuffed animals are, you can get them for cheap. They wanted like $3 to $5 a piece. I definitely could have talked the lady down, but I don't know, man. For me, I go into it knowing what I'm looking for, and then if something else catches my eye that's super cheap, I'll grab that too. But like, at a garage sale, if you're trying to resell a fucking stuffed animal, you're trying to start the bidding around $3, $3 or $4, maybe $5, depending on the condition and like knowing if it's good or not, like a good brand. they did have a PVC beaded Beanie Baby, but it was, I know for a fact that it wasn't one of like the more rare ones. It was like the cow. I think it goes for maybe $5. So the shipping alone would have killed me on that. Garage sale 5. This one was like especially weird because this person like bought a bunch of stuff online for really cheap, like off of one of those like Alibaba like websites or something where you can buy like really bad quality stuff for really cheap. And then they were selling it. So, I mean, if you needed, like, a pair of headphones or something, this was, like, I guess convenient. But it was very odd. Like, they had a bin of flip-flops. They had a bin of headphones. But it wasn't anything that you're going to get money for. And I was blown away by this. They also had, like, an entire candy bar. Not candy bar, but they had, like, the bagged candy, like gummy worms and shit, they had so much of this. It was very fucking weird. Very, very weird. I mean, sometimes you just, dude, sometimes you strike out and that's it. Garage Sale 6, this one wasn't bad at all, actually. This one was probably the best one of that first day that I went to. A lot of old stuff. They had these little Smurf figurines. And, I mean, Smurf stuff usually almost always sells. These ones were the ones from 2013, the movie from McDonald's. I think there's 12 total. 12 or 13 total. But they had 9 of them. And they wanted 50 cents a piece. They wanted 50 cents a piece for all of them. 50 cents, my bad. 50 cents a piece for 9. So they wanted $5 for all of them. And then they had this old Andy Griffith poster, like a metal tin poster that they wanted $5 for. So they wanted $10 total for all this stuff. They didn't get it. They did not get it. They got $3. I said, how much you want for all this? They said, what's the price? I said, 10, but I could, I'd do 2. And they said, you do 5? I said, I'll do 3. And they sold it. So I listed that stuff. I might list it for cheap just to show you guys that it sells. And I might just take like whatever I can for it just to show you how easy it is. I did list them. I think I listed the Smurfs for all 9 of them for $12.99 with $6 shipping. And then the sign, I posted that for $5.99 to start. And then I think also $6 shipping. Garage Sale 7. This one had a ton of tools, but not like power tools, okay? They had like those like generic looking wrenches. They had some dope fucking mugs, and I'm all about hashtag mug life. But they wanted $5 a piece for these things, and I asked if they would do 5 for $10. They said 5 for $20. And I said, can you do 5 for $12? And they would not budge from 5 for $20. And dude, at that price, you're not making much. You're not, it's just like, sometimes people won't move off of the price, which it's a bummer. But I mean, I'm not gonna sit there and argue with these people all day over me making or losing $5 off each mug, you know? Like, they were in the box and everything. It would have been a nice pickup, but you just can't overpay for shit. You just can't do it. Yeah, I mean, it's a bummer, but whatever. Garage Sale 8. This one, let me see if this is the one. Yeah, Garage Sale 8. Probably the best one of the day. This was on Saturday. Actually, maybe the best one of the weekend. I got in... This was in like a nicer area. So this one made me feel like this one made me feel like I need to go to nicer areas, because they were getting rid of so much good shit for such a low price that there was so much. I could have bought everything they had and just sold it all for. So I got an unopened 90s Barbie Christmas ornament. I don't know Christmas, but I do know fucking Barbie shit. And Barbie sells. I got a couple hardcover books, like the Twilight books. I got 2 of the 4. And those were total. Okay, so the ornament, 50 cents. The the hardcover book, both of them were 25 cents together. I got a brand new Ed Hardy shirt. I mean, who the fuck wears that anymore? But I got it for 25 cents. And it's legit. You could sell that for $5 and you're making profit at 25 cents. Some unopened VHS tapes, which surprisingly sell. If they're unopened, like I got Grease, I got, Grease, Top Gun, and two other old cartoons. Unopened, got those all together for 50 cents. One of those Milwaukee, like the power tool, I got a hat that still has a tag on it for 50 cents. So however much that was, like $3, $2, I got all that shit for $2, right? Like, the money is there to be made on flipping shit. It really is. You can definitely make good money. On the side, like, this was 2 days. This was probably a total of going out for 4 hours, and I got that shit. I mean, I got more stuff, too. Like, Garage Sale 9, this one looked promised because it was one of those sick-ass houses, but it was some old Christmas shit, which I don't know, and a shitload of, like, old man shoes that didn't really have any, like, standout brands on them. The Garage Sale 10, this one had money to be made at it, but I didn't want to, this is, just, I don't know if I'd say lazy, but with, like, moving, and I didn't know if I'd be able to sell this stuff right away, everything there was glass, and very, like, thin glass, like, so it was fragile, and I didn't want to deal with it, because, that, I mean, that's just my opinion, is, like, with the traveling and shit, it'd be so easy to be, like, this stuff for it to be broken, but I didn't pull the trigger on anything. Like, if you had the time and shit to package this all in boxes, there's definitely money to be made at this one. I just couldn't do it. Not this time. Number 11. This one was all right. This one, I got there as she was closing, so I kind of got a good deal. I got 20 Disney, it's like the little gold book, I think they're called. I got 20 of them. She wanted $8 for them, for all 20. I gave her $3. I looked them up. In great condition, they sell for $5 to $10 a piece. I'll probably lump them all together and sell them for somewhere between 20 and 30. Charge the people shipping. I might do that just to show you guys that it sells, instead of spacing them out and trying to sell them each individually. Like, it's that easy. It really is that easy. If somebody's talking to a customer at a garage sale, look the shit up. Just look it up. It takes fucking 2 minutes. 12. This one was advertised as a multi-family garage sale, and it looked really good at first. But he looked up the eBay prices. Those Budweiser steins, like those big mugs that you can really make money off those. Those you could sell for anywhere from 15 to about $40 realistically. He had them priced at $15 a piece. He knew what they were worth, and like they're 15 to 20. There was a couple that were 15, a couple that were 20, so he definitely knew the value, and it's hard to negotiate with somebody like that to where it'll be worth it for you to make money. Then 13. These people were basically putting everything back when I got there and said everything was half off. But the only stuff they had out was power tools, you know, and I don't know enough about them. And I feel like shipping on power tools would be such a hassle. That being said, I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of money to be made But I just, I mean, I don't have the time to fucking research power tools while I'm trying to work a deal out. You know what I mean? So that one, I mean, that was a little bit of a bummer. Yo, how about fucking Capital One? I mean, well, let me get into this, actually. Dude, Capital One got hacked, right? They got hacked, and they said, like, what was it? 400,000 people's information got compromised. Capital One offered $125 to anyone whose data was hacked, or free credit monitoring for 10 years. Dude. Oh, but does not prevent someone from taking out a loan in your name. Yo, $125? It's not enough. Be on your toes after a major hack or data breach. Consumers should never give out personal details over the telephone, even if the caller seems to represent Capital One. Hey, no shit. Phishing scams, calls, emails, or text messages that appear to offer protection are actually trying to get more data from customers. Yo, but I mean, that's so obvious. If somebody calls you and you know what they sound like, okay, you know that they sound like this, and they start asking you for your social or your address or anything, and you give it to them, you deserve to have a loan taken out in your name. But Capital One, man, $125 for my personal information being hacked? It's not enough. $125. That's bizarre to me. That doesn't make sense at all. Oh, boy. Did you guys see that the fucking... When was it? On Saturday? So it would really be Friday, right? No, maybe it was Saturday. No. It was on Friday. The asteroid that almost hit Earth, they called it a city killer. And guess, how about this shit? It snuck up on us. Hey, NASA, do better. A city killer snuck up on ya? Do better. Scientists stunned by city killer asteroid that just missed Earth. It was about, they don't know how long it was, but basically they said it wasn't big enough to cause dinosaur level extinction, but scientists have referred to it as a city killer that could have leveled an entire city. At its closest, it flew 45,000 miles away from Earth. To put that into perspective, that's less than 1/5 the distance to the moon. Hey, how the fuck did that catch you by surprise, guys? I mean, who knows if it would have hit America? But if that thing hit any city, unless it was Louisiana, do better. Or, you know, the guy that I worked with yesterday, he told me that Lincoln, Nebraska was the worst state in America. He told me even the statue of Abraham Lincoln was miserable there. He said there was like no noise at all. And he said even the people driving, like, he said even the cars that drove by made no noise. Like, nobody was listening to music or anything. And they were all, like, really judgmental of his tattoos. So I guess unless it hit Lincoln, Nebraska, or Louisiana, whatever. Yeah, I mean all of Louisiana. by the way. What else we got going on? Oh, yeah, the one other thing that I wanted to talk about that I thought was actually really cool was I heard Aubrey Marcus talking about this. It's 10 practices of gratitude that you could try. That I didn't do 10, but I did it for maybe 2 or 3 things the other day. Basically, what you do is you write down 10 things. You could do it on your phone or on a notebook, or I mean, if you can memorize it, that's cool too. 10 things that you're grateful for that haven't happened yet. So basically 10 things. Imagine how you would feel when those 10 things happen. And put yourself, so if it's like when the person you asked to marry you says yes, or the person that you want to ask to marry you asks you to marry you, and like that, you'd put yourself in the feeling that that's happening to you right now and see how it feels, what you regret, what, like, who do you call first? So like the two of the main ones I did was that like my podcast like blew up and had, you know, 100,000 downloads, and then the other one I did was like if I asked Jenna to marry me, and put myself in those positions that those actually happened. And it is, I mean, you can say that, like, yeah, but you don't know how you're going to feel. But if you just can, like, if you have an imagination and you could put yourself in that position, you can, like, you know how that feels. And it was, like, you have a choice. You have a choice whether you're going to walk down a fucking, a piece of, if you're in a, okay, let me rephrase this real quick. If you're going for a walk in the woods, you have the choice to think about your money issues or your family issues or your relationship issues. You can do that. Or you can listen to the fucking, the wind blowing in the trees. You could listen to that bird. If you're by a creek, you can listen to the water and just be there. You could be present. And then, like, you have that choice to sit down and sulk about everything that's going wrong in your life, or you can sit down and put yourself in the mindset that everything's going right in your life. And that's kind of what, like, the 10 practices of gratitude are. It's practicing being grateful, which is such a phenomenal feeling, to just be grateful for something. Like somebody giving you something, or, I mean, you name it. Just to be grateful for something feels so good. That, I don't know. Like the idea that you don't have a choice to be happy or sad blows my mind lately. And it's just that I've been happy for no other reason. That's all. I guess I'll leave you guys on that one. Yeah, we could leave on that. We're going to end this one with some of that new Chance the Rapper. And until next time, everybody, because I got to go get my car. Peace.
Muscles like Superman trainer. Real, real rare like Super Saiyan Manga. I jump, stomp, stomp on Lucifer Sage. Now I got a few rings on Jupiter skating. I meant to say Saturn, switched up the pattern. Smoking on some shatter, got me higher than a ladder. Thanks, I'm flatter, my baby mama batter. You look like Mick Jagger, oops, the grease splatter. Hot, ooh, jumping out the grease. It's a whole lot of degrees. About to come, about to flee. Please, please, shh, I don't wanna hear a beat. Trying to catch. damn hot water, hot shower. Hot Atlanta smoking green cauliflower. Tangerine, yeah, I call it sweet and sour. And my lawyer say it's urgent, I'ma call him in an hour. Dude, I just called a plug and his phone was unplugged. I was looking at Doug like, dude, that shit don't even make no fucking sense. Like having fucking arguments for paying 50 extra cents for barbecue.